that motherfucking security guard over there staring at her.
Yeah, motherfucker ain't nothing but a punk ass bitch.
Pissing me off. I oughta bust a cap in his fat ass.
Yo, White. What we gonna do?
Just gonna piss on this motherfucker.
NWH, they fucked the security guards. He ain't a cop, but he still wanna act hard. A patrol at a guard that could be your stone. Getting checked, you just a chump, minimum wage hoe. Just a swab and an ill-fitting suit. Got a little bit of power, so you wanna act a fool. Let some shit break out. And what you gonna do?
I mean, you keep saying that on my end, it's not. It seems you showed me. It doesn't matter to me. It's irrelevant to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Discord. This is Podzilla After Dark with the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, and suddenly pineapples, Jesse Kimball's with us.
Suddenly pineapples? Shelby, run.
I'm going to die.
Seriously.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Shelby Chan.
Hello.
Double H.
Tonight's show brought to you by Arnold Palmer's. Arnold Palmer's because... tea and lemonade was one syllable longer than that, you fucking arrogant piece of shit golfing son of a bitch.
Did you say Arnold Palmer?
You shut the fuck up.
Did you say
you
Arnold
right
Palmer?
Sure.
Has anybody...
I said Paul... Paul Wall... What's his name?
Ronald
Dahl Wall.
Yeah.
Ronald Dahl Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
fuck the police.
That was like the Scrubs bit with the Arnold Palmers.
Fuck the police. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm taking an anti-police stand here. We are recording, and this
is weird because what I've heard is the show. Shannon Young said anything the police do is okay by old Shanny Y.
Thanks for keeping
Shanny Y.
Thanks for keeping our streets safe, boys.
The boys in blue.
I'm gonna go back to the darkness. I liked it better. There we go.
Hold
on. That works better. Anywho,
Shannon, please.
Anywho, it's Shannon's in a mood tonight, so let's have a fun show.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, here we go. We're going to get it dark tonight.
Hunter,
let's get dark.
I'm starting the show off with, you know what I'm drinking?
What's up?
Iced coffee.
Oh, you had it in the styrofoam cup, and I just assumed it was Scissorp. I don't know why.
It's not a styrofoam cup.
I just thought maybe you...
This is one
is
of
it
our.
Not? It looks styrofoam here.
No, this is one of my good china.
Oh, now I see the sheen. I see the sheen on it now. Before it looked very matte. Thought it was styrofoam. Thought you threw some NyQuil and a Sprite in there, like a Sprite Zero.
Oh, never that. The only Sprite I would consider drinking is they made a cranberry Sprite that I can't find anymore. And then
it's
they
a
made
holiday flavor.
And they made.
Man, it's also sponsored by some fucking basketball player. You know what else has got a lot of basketball players in it nowadays? Call of Duty. Boy, yeah. I hate that shit.
And now it's our.
Why?
God.
And now we go to one of our favorite segments here on the show. What Hunter hates about Call of Duty. Hunter, go ahead.
Oh, many things. Let's start with Kevin Durant being in the game. Two random fucking YouTubers that nobody gives a shit about. Now, here's where Jesse's going to go. Actually, a lot of people give a shit about him. I'm going to go. I fucking said what I said. I don't care.
I don't know what Jesse you were talking about, but it wasn't going to be this one.
It's nice to know I'm not the only one in the mood tonight. Hello, everybody.
I hate... almost everything about the round of operators that's been added to Call of Duty, with the exception of the rat mascot head that's
and the
clearly a Chuck E. Cheese knockoff.
Or are you talking about the newest
ones? You know
ones?
What? I don't. Yeah, I'm talking about the new ones, but I wouldn't say I don't hate the Shredder, but I definitely was not that.
Well,
it just existed. It was a one-off random thing, and that was it.
That's the weirdest
thing.
See,
the
thing
Shredder
I
was really excited about as a precursor
to
other
shit happening.
Yes,
right. That never happened.
It's like when they put Rambo in Cold War, and they followed that up with John McClane, and they followed that up with all these big action stars and stuff. And
things
then
we gave a shit about.
And then in this one, it's so far, it's one basketball player, three soccer players, a rat, a rabbit, and the Shredder.
Santa Claus.
And he's not really Santa Claus.
Why does this sound like a weird Nickelodeon cartoon?
Well, Lindsay, a weird Nickelodeon cartoon's never had Tim the Tat Man or Nick Merckx in it. So
who?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's the exact point we're making.
Yeah, they're YouTubers that
I'm glad I can help.
I've heard of Tim the Tat Man.
I have heard of Tim the Tat Man. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I know he does like first person shooter stuff. The other one I have never heard of in my life.
I say this now and I mean it. I've never liked streamers. I just don't get it. I don't get why people watch game streaming. Like, sometimes I will watch video footage of a game if I've never played it and I'm interested in it. Like Lazy Peon. I love Lazy Peon. But what I will not do is I will not just sit there and watch someone play the game for hours. You know, working at Game of Grounds, I've had to see this shit for years. Kids come in, and some of them don't play games. They get on their phones in the back, and they watch PewDiePie. Yeah, and I'm like, come on, dude. We have games. Play them. PewDiePie. Three-ply.
I don't get that either. I do like watching streams of like people streaming games competitively. Like esports, basically. I like watching esports. Like when Overwatch League was a big deal, when I was really into League of Legends, StarCraft tournaments are fun to watch. Like tournaments and stuff are fun, but just watching like somebody play Elden Ring.
Well, unless it's let me solo her.
I mean, that was really impressive to watch one time.
That's different,
which is now also a thing.
Yeah, that's different.
Because that was the morbid curiosity of, oh God, is this dude really gonna just? And he sure did. Okay,
he fought. All right, every enemy was Melania. Which
have
is
you
just
guys seen the
goddamn baffling?
Have you seen the one that sprung up in the wake of Let Me Solo Her, which is Let Her Solo Me, who's dressed exactly the same way, but he walks in and dies immediately.
He walks in and sits in front of Melania and just dies.
Yes, instantly.
It's the same guy.
It's the same guy. Bored,
yeah.
When he gets bored, he just goes to his alt account on his PS5 and
yeah.
Does
that. Shelby, before we get too deep into this, tell us about your trip to Indianapolis.
Oh, we went to the Comic-Con. And we had a whole bunch of fun and ate way too many snacks.
That's what one does at conventions.
Exactly. I dressed up as Nezuko from Demon Slayer.
I heard some kids were very happy with you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jesse got mistaken to be my dad about 4 or 5 times.
At least that once, I'm fairly confident that that woman thought that you were my child. And all of the children. So this woman had a bunch of kids with her that were all dressed up as characters from Demon Slayer. And I just hear, like, you know, these kids yelling Nezuko, which was the character name that Shelby's dressed up as. And I get Shelby's attention to point that way, and they're all, like, waving frantically and, like, really excited to see her. Shelby waves back, and the mom just looks at me, and there's just this look on her face that was just like, ah, being a parent, am I right? And I was like, that's my wife. She's in her early 30s.
I was hoping Jesse was going to hit him with
a daddy joke in here for sure. I haven't found it yet, but I'm getting there.
I was hoping Jesse was going to hit him with the Waylon Smithers and just go like, exactly, man.
Exactly. Look, Smithers, Nezuko is coming.
Yes, sir. Anyway, so yeah, Jesse and Shelby went to Attica or Atticus Finch. I don't remember.
Indiana Comic Con.
There it is.
In Indianapolis, wow. Indiana.
Attica.
Yeah, real Attica. Quick, how many U.S. presidents can you name? Give me a couple.
I would rather play a fun game that we invented where we start naming off, we name off states.
West Dakota. East Dakota.
North Dakota. anyway, I was thinking about the motherfucker of the week, and I'm going to have to say the motherfucker of the week this week. My pick is CNN.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. CNN made the baffling decision to give Donald Trump a town hall last night, and it was exactly what you thought. It was basically just a rally. It was a quote-unquote town hall where the people in the crowd cheered Trump whenever he made fun of the woman he just got, you know, found.
He was just convicted of sexually assaulting.
Yes. Yes, they cheered when he said he was going to free the January 6th rioters. I'm sorry, the January 6th patriots he said he went there with love in their hearts.
Yes, CNN gave Donald Trump a platform
They gave him a platform to be Donald bullshit. Trump. Yes, and he got the trumpet up as best as he's ever done, and they didn't push back on much. And this morning, everyone is like, CNN, you fucked up, except for one person who came out in big defense of what CNN did last night, and that is the president of CNN, who said that it was a it was necessary, and this is journalism. We created news. That's what we do. And like, no, the role of a news organization is not to create news; it's to document the news. Like, you don't, you're not the star, CNN. You know?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm irritated by it. You know?
Yeah.
Now, what's everyone else irritated by?
Cut that. Allergies. I'm irritated by allergies.
I agree.
They don't bother me that much.
Or the mine, I don't know, is necessarily allergies, but just the change in pressure. I just have sinus pressure all the time, and I hate it. It
that's what I'm dealing with.
And then my pressure will go away.
What I'm dealing with right now, like I have I just tried to blow my nose and like everything is clogged up and stuffed up, nothing came out.
Oh, where's that thing about, see, when it happens to me, it's the two different nostrils. I gotta find the fucking meme.
Jesse, I'm not much of a like doctor or anything, but it could be polio.
Thanks, Google.
I remember
it's polio cancer.
I remember I did a Google WebMD thing once, and I swear to God, the result came out. It told me that I was 66% had AIDS.
What's with the percentage? There's a 2/3 chance that you have full blown AIDS.
And you know what? They misdiagnosed me. I actually had full blown enteritis, but.
I can't find it, but my fucking nose normally, when it gets all stuffy and shit, is the one nostril, you know, I'm fine. And the other nostril's like, they're at the gates now. The walls have breached. We won't be able to hold them back much longer.
That's it.
I'm just dealing with that shit constantly. So that's fun.
Yeah. No, I get that exact problem. Like right now, this nostril is completely just closed off to the world. The other nostril I can breathe just fine out of.
I have nothing but first world problems today. Primarily that we're currently planning our vacation, and we did it. I mean, we managed it. It's all done. But like, we had to leave stuff off of there, and like. The process was desperately trying to figure out how far it is to walk from one place to another. We're going to Washington, D.C. And, we're there for 5 days, and that's still not enough time to do, like, all the things that you want to do. Every Smithsonian Museum, like, most things I look up, and they're like, you want to go to Ford's Theater? That's, like, 90 minutes. Like, when you get in there, it takes, like, 90 minutes. You're good. You want to go to the International Spy Museum? Yeah, like, set a couple hours aside for that. For the Smithsonian, they're like, there are literally miles of exhibits to see. One could go in and never come back out. Bring your walking shoes and also your own tombstone so we can bury you when you just drop dead from continuing on the entire time.
Well, that's dark.
Dropping dead sounds amazing. The Spy
Museum, by the way, is so cool.
That's all I've heard is that place. I've never been.
International Spy Museum.
Oh.
Yeah. Sarah has been to DC before. She didn't get to go to the Spy Museum last time. But she's been. I've never been. So I've been trying to like coordinate with like, what do you know? What do we need to see versus what sounds cool? There's also a place the same day that we're doing the Spy Museum, we're going to a place called Planet Word. That's this like language museum too. So that's kind of cool. Very much up my little wheelhouse. And then
my sad truth is I've been to DC 4 times and I haven't done anything except go to a convention.
Phenomenal.
Because we went to CatsuCon every single year during college, and that's all I did was I was in the hotel for the convention.
Well, we got all the main basic stuff on there. Like our hotel's like 15 minutes away from the Lincoln Memorial. So you walk down to the edge of the mall there, it's like all the title base and stuff. So there's all of that. We're doing the archives and the Library of Congress on the same day. So there's your Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all of that. we're not going to go in the White House. We apparently, something got fucked up and they didn't do our, yeah, the process to get inside the White House is absolutely insane. You have to contact your congressman and they've got to do it. And it's just, it's fucking stupid.
See, thanks, Shannon went a couple years ago. He followed in this guy who was wearing like a moose head helmet.
That was the Capitol. That was the Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That was a different place.
No, stop. You don't know what we did before we went there.
I heard there were burgers served. Anyway,
I got the whole tour, and he was the nicest man I've ever met.
I'll say this though about
love in his heart
for what there is to be said, and I won't say much here on public record about Congressman Jason Smith. The people in his office are very nice people. They did what they could about getting us in the White House. We are on a reservation system for that, but they also offered us. A tour, a hand guided tour of the U.S. Capitol, which is great. We're going to do that, and they also got us a like behind the scenes tour at the FBI as like a little recompense. So
cool.
And I'm far more excited about going to the FBI than I ever was about going to the White House. Anyway, I'm going to ask where the X-Files are immediately, and then they're going to throw me right back out on the street.
We
fucked up. We shouldn't have let that guy in.
Well, I'm glad Jason Smith's office did something good for somebody.
That's where that bit is going to end for me.
Tanner, what'd you say?
I was saying, Hunter, you might go to the FBI and find out some
secrets.
I don't think we should put any more of that on record.
Well, it's no secret that Congressman Jason Smith is a fucking asshole. And and Jason Smith is 2 years older than me, but looks like about 10 years older than me. And the 10 years is probably all the weight from the guilt from being a Republican cuck. Anyway.
I would really prefer to stop getting the propaganda that he sends us.
The opinions of Jason Smith are of Jesse Kimball and Shannon Young alone and are not reflective
correct.
Of other members of the cast.
Oh, I don't like
that. That is correct.
I keep that to myself for now.
In my case, I will show my ignorance because I didn't know that's who one of our congressmen was.
That's right. You're from Pennsylvania. It's all right.
Oh, and then on the way back, Tanner, I like this. We're going through Arlington on the way through for the changing of the guard and all that, but we're also going to Mount Vernon, Washington's
very nice.
Birthplace and all that. So,
Lindsay, yeah. It's important to note that Jason Smith sponsored legislation to repeal Proposition B, or the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act, a voter-approved piece of legislation that had toughened oversight of the so-called puppy mill dog breeding business. So he wanted to overturn that. So,
yeah.
Real, yeah.
Cut that.
We shouldn't focus on Congressman Jason Smith, who may or may not have starred in various gay porns over the course of his career.
Allegedly.
This is a man that allegedly has murdered puppies. Allegedly. And Congressman Jason Smith, if you would like to debate me on whether or not you've killed puppies or starting gay porns, you always have an open invitation to Podzilla 1985. You can always come on.
You do not. No, you can't. Nope.
All right, Jason Smith. I
then you got to put his picture on the alumni thing on the website. Oh. It's all fucked up right now.
Special guest.
All right, yeah. So instead, Jason Smith, I will meet you behind a 7-Eleven of your choice. Bring no guards or cameras.
So it'll have to be sometime or somewhere north of
somewhere,
like basically
in,
starting around what Herculaneum up.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, I will meet you at Herculaneum, Jason Smith. So
I'll see you in Bon Terre, Jason Smith.
I'll see you in McNutt.
McNutt. I don't even know if we have a. Because I don't remember the last time I've seen a 7-Eleven. Like, I think there are a couple in St.
Oh,
Louis,
there are. Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Tanner
I
and
say,
I.
Me and yeah. Sid, yeah.
Yeah. When Tanner got his Series X, we went up because I'd never been to a 7-Eleven. So we're in St. Louis and me and Tanner are just kind of browsing around. And I saw one. I'm like, dude, we got to go there. I've never been to one. And we went and it was a pleasant experience. Actually, it was pretty neat. Yeah.
7-Eleven is legitimately the only place that I've ever gotten a slushy that I've been able to drink the entire, like, slushy.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had literally the best slushy I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I didn't get a slushy. I got a squishy.
Was it an all-syrup squishy? Because such a thing has never even been attempted.
An all-syrup squishy? The impersonation of other ethnicities on the show is reflective of Shannon Young alone and not of the other cast members.
The other cast members actively cringe when Shannon attempts.
By the way, have you guys seen the? Oh, Jesse, delete that fucking picture of me. Have you guys seen the? Have you seen the rat in Call of Duty? Have you seen the head? I know Shannon saw it last night when we were in there. If you haven't,
right now.
No, just go look in the chat. You can see it right now.
shifty rat.
Yeah, that's it. I also have a live. Weirdly enough, I can see in Tanner's house right now. I have a live reaction image of him seeing that for the first time.
I'm reacting to the thing Ethan posted. I didn't see it before the KFC.
Is it the Sonic sluts?
No, it's just a KFC, and it just says bucket. Pat, piece of shit.
Bucket.
Grandma, this apple pie be straight busting for real, no cap. It's, you know, I got a guy that I work with. I got a guy that I work with named Alex, and I love Alex. He's legit one of my favorite people, and he very much, like, every time I talk to him, you can take to play a drinking game of how many times he goes, no cap, for real. When he goes for real, I'm like, you handsome son of a bitch. He's like 6'5", 6'6". It's like looking at a giant, tall, sexual giraffe.
The bucket sign is one of my favorite fast food sign memes, but I gotta tell you, every fucking time I see this White Castle, every time the $800 sack of cheese, like, I can't. That one ruins me every single time.
And that's your breakfast sack of cheese.
It's a sack
just
of cheese.
$7.99. Just $799. And you two can have a White Castle breakfast sack of cheese.
Oh, after that, I'm kind of lonely, so I'm going to hit up Arby's because they got this deal going.
Which one is that?
That's any chick and me for $69.
What is the N for? Why is it just tacked on at the end?
It
also, I don't know.
So like, you know, the whole way it says NC.
C. Yes.
There's a dollar sign above it. It's money. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Me money needing a lot now.
Hunter.
Contingency?
No.
No.
Money down.
Money down. Get rid of that bar association logo there too. That's a
or I don't think this is Wendy's, but this is Wendy's adjacent. So
Wendy's adjacent.
I'm sorry, Burger King. I can't even get the fucking fast food place right. Global warming is baloney. Thank you.
Wow.
I love when BK gets political.
It reminds me, Hunter, was that fucking tire guy that I would always
Charlie Glick.
Fucking piece
of shit.
Fucking,
Jackson Tucker.
Who doesn't want any of those transgenders in his bathrooms?
Oh, no, it was fine.
He never said it, but that's what he said.
Like, yeah, he only had the one bathroom, so it doesn't matter.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I still run an ad for, what is it, Academy? For the guns? We got pink camo for girls, regular camo for boys, and some other type of camo for, well, and then, like, he says something else, and I'm like, that's why? This is on the radio. Why are you saying
that? I think I've only heard the part about the pink camo for girls. I didn't hear any of it.
He is something special. He's one of God's children. He has love in his heart. Charlie Glick, you piece of shit. Did I ever tell you about the time?
He always ends it by saying that he's continuing to ask everyone to ask God to bless America.
Did I ever tell you about the time, I think, I'm not positive, but I think I caught Charlie Glick fucking Jason Smith? Like, I think I saw them having gay sex together
have to stop this.
In the back of a car.
Let's talk about this fox.
About this fox.
I like that fox.
How's he do that?
He's a very smug fox.
He do the ooh face.
Hunter, that's not the ooh face.
No, I said I want him to do the ooh face.
Wait a minute. We have breaking news. We have an update. He strikes again.
Hunter, before we get to the top five tonight, can you please read us the names of the legendary PZ85 group chat?
I will. I'm not going to make through this without laughing. Asa Gray is Stone Clone Steve Trooper.
Nice.
That's where it should end. Cody Sandusky is Canned Bagel. My name is currently Butt Fuzz Accusation.
Wow. Right?
Yeah.
Bob is Bad Dude Daddy.
Bad Dude Daddy, yeah.
He still is.
Yeah.
Which I think is what that lady was thinking as she was looking at Jesse at the Comic-Con.
That's a Bad Dude Daddy.
Jesse is the Hulk Whisperer, speaking of. Kaz is Tasteful Crucifix Party. Shannon, I don't know this one. Your name is South is a Fuck.
I don't know that one either. Why am I South is a Fuck? Who changed me to that?
Stephen Bright is Car and Camel Show.
Now that one I know. I think Ken Murphy is hosting that this year.
That's correct. Yeah, it's coming up. That's why they canceled the other good shows.
The Paranormal.
Tanner remains Mystery Monkey Missing Man, which is an old one, I think. And then Zach Kurgis is that classic 80s sitcom we all remember, Too Many Shankies. you remember that one, right?
It had
Charles Grodin in it, I think.
I remember watching Too Many Shankies as a kid while my mom desperately tried to keep Congressman Jason Smith out of our house. He wasn't a congressman at the time. He was just a normal sex offender at that
normal
moment.
Congress.
Allegedly. Anyway.
And I found the South as a Fuck.
South as a Fuck. Free them all, 1859.
And Hunter, you were in fact the one that created that name.
I am John Burrow.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because you're
recollection. Yeah, I have no recollection of this. I don't recall.
Cut that.
I was probably busy trying to figure out how that fox do that.
Lindsay, go ahead and tell us what's the top five for tonight.
So tonight's top five is our five favorite fictional music artists or bands. And the criteria on this is in their universe, they have to actually be a musician or it has to be their hobby. It can't just be, I like this musical and this person's song.
Well, there goes half of my list. No, I'm kidding. I have answers.
Good, I'm glad.
Unlike Congressman Jason Smith, who has no answers. All right.
He has so many answers. They're all the Fox talking points.
They're all the wrong ones.
Wait, this Fox? That's a good fox.
That's a horse dog. Oh.
That's a horse dog.
That fox looks like one of those things from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Something happened
to that fox.
That's when you order horse time off Wish.com. That's horseplay.
But then you keep it because it's cheap anyway. Like, and it's close enough.
And it's kind of cute. That's why they keep me around.
Right. It's all right.
Yeah. I can't be too cute, though, or else Congressman Jason Smith will be busting down my door. Anyway, let's get to the top five for the evening. Let's start with Tanner. Are you participating?
Yeah, I might be able to throw a couple into this one.
All right. Well, let's start with Jesse. Let's get him going. Get him all churned up, Jesse.
I'm gonna take one before Shannon can take it from me.
Don't, because it's like the only one I got. Skip it.
Also have that on there.
We all do.
Really?
All right, let's all say it at the same time.
Am I the only one that's confused?
Well, on the count of three.
It might not be the same one.
Is it from Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I purposely didn't put it on there because Shannon was going to.
Here's the thing. Shannon put the Clash at Demon Head. The rest of us might have put Sex Bomb.
Nope. I also put the Clash at Demon Head.
Okay, I should have just kept my fucking mouth shut because I put Sex Bomb.
They were back. I should have gone first.
Sex fucking great. Anyway.
Don't get me wrong. Like, Sex Bomb is also fucking great.
The number one, let's just save us all a lot of trouble. The number one choice for everyone here was one of those things.
Yeah.
So let's just put Pilgrim out there. We all talk about it, and then we have four remaining choices.
That's true. So the number one answer for it's
communal.
The best fake band ever is Clash at Demon Head from Scott Pilgrim.
It's just Scott Pilgrim as a movie is the best version of this.
Jesse, like, I like when I squeeze my arm, it changes shape.
Muscles work, buddy.
Yeah, so
Clash
at Demon Head from Scott Pilgrim. They had Black Sheep, which is metric, except in the movie, of course, it was sang by Brie Larson. Both versions are awesome.
Both versions are great.
Both versions are good. I love the metric version more originally, but I have kind of swayed, and I think Brie Larson does fit it better since it is her character, Envy Adams, which, by the way, Envy Adams, the look was based off of the lead singer of Metric. So it all comes full circle there. It's just a good goddamn song. It's a fantastic movie. And of really course, good. For you nerds out there, you'll know, as Hunter and I talked about last on the PW, Clash of Demon Head is a Nintendo game. As are yes, like a lot of the things
band that game,
yeah,
they're in that movie,
right?
Crash,
yeah, lots
Crash
of the
boys, Crash and those boys,
yeah. And Sex Ba-Bomb, though not a video game, the Ba-Bomb, of course, is from Mario Brothers, right? So,
yes,
so yes,
and that's Beck did all of their songs. So, like the title song, Ramona, that's him too. Like that's the only one where it's not sung by Michael Cera. Beck is the one doing all the music making there, but yeah, it's just a great movie for that.
It's a fantastic movie and a great song. Good choice, everybody. But let's go.
All right, now perhaps Jesse should go.
Yes, Jesse. No, right, no, that was his pick, and that was my pick. So whoever.
That's what I'm saying. That's everyone's pick. So that's
about to say. Apparently, it was everybody.
First round's done.
Well, except Lindsay. Well, Lindsay didn't put it on there, so she. Lindsay,
I would have. It's in my playlist. It gets played on my Spotify at least twice a month, if not more.
All right, then everyone's canceled. We're restarting it. Back to Jesse.
Okay.
Everybody.
Back to the playlist.
So for my next one then, I'm going to go with the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Motherfucker. Boys. I'm going to fucking I'm going to fucking stab you. God damn it.
I'm sorry.
That's too...
You
little bitch.
This is where we learn that Shannon and Jesse's lists are like 3 for 5.
We're the same guy.
They are twins. Yeah,
we're the same guy.
I can no longer participate. Thank you.
That's it. Tanner, thanks for being here tonight. Folks in the realm, we've got Jack Hanna and his wild animals coming up next.
I also just read that apparently Dolph Lundgren announced he has terminal cancer.
Fuck.
Well, shit. And Jamie Foxx is, like, laid up in the hospital. That's not great.
God damn.
Oh, well, I don't like this now. Anyway, fuck, I love Dolph Lundgren. It's Always Sunny jokes aside, he really is just a phenomenal actor. No, that sucks. Let's make this happy again. Yeah. Shelby.
Yeah, all right, back to the Soggy Bottom Boys.
No, you've had your turn.
No.
And you can also
have a man.
Did you guys know that? I mean, obviously, like those three guys were not singing for this. The guy that actually was singing is the same guy that sings the Avicii "Hey Brother" song.
First, a couple things on that. One, Tim Blake Nelson does sing in the movie as his own character. On man named Ramblin' Bob. That's Tim Blake Nelson. He's a good singer in that style. Two, George Clooney actually did train to sing that song. His grandmother, I think, what's her name? Rosemary Clooney? Famous actress and singer. So he's got the chops, but he just didn't chop it up enough. So yeah, they went with, I think it's the lead singer of Union Station. I think it's who it is.
He had a Audrey Hepburn pulled on him that he did the work and put it in and then got dubbed over.
It's fine. That guy would have done a better job, let's be honest. I think it's the lead singer of Union Station. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, they did a lot of stuff with Alison Krauss.
I love
Alison Krauss and Union Station. They're both good.
Right.
Good goddamn music right there.
Yeah, Harley Allen, Pat Enright, and Dan Tominski are the three that actually sang.
Well, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a man in there who'll pay you cash to sing at the Yonder Can. Anyway, Shelby, let's go to you. You won't steal anything from me.
Hopefully not. Ember from Danny Phantom.
I knew you were going to pick that one.
You did not steal anything from me.
Oh, good. And I was really hoping that wouldn't get taken, and Jesse was like, say that first, or it will.
What is the context of this band and Danny Phantom? I've never watched Danny Phantom.
So she is a blue fire ghost, and her power is she basically can gain power from the devotion of others, and she gains that by singing and hypnotizing people to give her devotion and all that.
She's a siren.
Yeah, so she's a siren, and she's just really cool and When I was a kid, I thought her music was neat, even though it's only like a fraction of a song.
Because it's a Nickelodeon cartoon. She's got an awesome look, though.
Not like the old... well, no, I don't want to say it, because I'm sure Lindsay's got it on her list, so I'll be quiet about it. What is the name of it? Shelby, I want to look it up real quick.
What?
What was the name of it? I want to look her up.
Ember from Ember. Danny Phantom.
Ember, Danny Phantom. Because Lindsay said it looked
also,
awesome.
Also, Shannon, you were correct. He's in Alison Krauss's band, Union Station.
Two things. One, thank you.
I love her.
And I also love... I mean, who the hell doesn't love Alison Krauss? And yeah, Ember does look pretty badass, for the record.
Right?
All right.
Yeah. Most of the characters in this show like had a really cool look to them.
Yeah. Let's go to Double H, since Tanner's out. Or Tanner, you in?
No, I got one more.
All right, let's go to Tanner real quick. Let's get his in real quick.
Tito and Tarantula, they are the house band from the Titty Twister nightclub from Dusk to Dawn.
He's gonna kill you. Why the hell would you?
Why would I send it to Tanner?
That you have something, and then he throws it to you, and then he's gonna kill you.
Yes.
Hey, fuck you. I got one.
You remember that bit
me,
about
so
Tombstone earlier? Just carry your own, man.
Well, all right. So Tito and Tarantula, though, I love Tito and Tarantula. That's an actual band. They're also the band in those movies, but they're also an actual band, which is kind of neat. And that actually leads me to mine here in a second because I have an interesting one like that. But yeah, Tito and Tarantula are fucking awesome. And like their music is legitimately good.
So did they gain popularity after the films, or were they already a band and they put them in the films?
They were a band that I don't know if they were close to Robert Rodriguez or if he was just a fan of them and he put them in the movie, because they did the soundtrack for Desperado, including what was the name of the song? It's like Don't Turn Your Back on Love or something like that. I used to have the CD. I used to have Tito and Tarantula CD. And then they were the vampire band in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Their vampire aspect of them would be the fictional band, but then they are still an actual band.
Right. And they also lead to one of my favorite moments in From Dusk Till Dawn, when they kill all the vampires and then Tom Savini looks over and says, "Now let's kill that fucking band." And the lead singer looks at him and says, "Fuck you, everybody. Good night." And then they all just explode for no reason. They just explode. Makes no sense. Is that what they look like? Do they look like psychos? Psychos do not explode when sunlight touches them. I don't give a fuck how crazy they are. That's a good movie. That's
Thank
a
you
good
for a good movie.
Movie. That's a good movie. All right, now let's go to Double H.
All right, Shannon, help me out here. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, a half pack of cigarettes, and dark and dark sunglasses. Hit it. Jake and Elwood Blues, the motherfucking Blues Brothers.
Classic.
Literally the first thing that came to mind when this came up. Great music, even if like very little, if any of it is original. It's a lot of just classic Sam and Dave, you know, blues shit, but God, it's so good. Yeah. And it kills me that really the sketch – when the Blues Brothers originated on SNL, the sketch was just that they were just really good musicians. Like, there was nothing funny about it. Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi were just actually very fucking talented at what they were doing. And then it turned into, well, like, this is fun, and they're funny guys. Let's make a movie. And it was probably the best SNL movie ever.
I was just about to say, SNL, the characters never really translate well into cinema. The Blues Brothers.
But the Blues Brothers did.
That was the best.
Yeah, because again, it wasn't really like a goofy, over the top sketch. I mean, don't get me wrong. Wayne's World, I think those movies are underrated. I love those.
But they're good.
Movies.
They're good. I also, you know, I just want to say, because no one will agree with me, I actually really like Stuart Saves His Family. I like that movie. I really like
thought it was fun.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't think I ever have. I feel like a lot of those movies end up being like, I don't want to call them cult classics, but they're like sentimental favorites.
Yeah.
They're like, or like people call them like guilty pleasures. Like, nobody likes this, but I like this movie. But yeah. Blues Brothers is one of those movies nobody is like, you wouldn't be like, oh, you know, I know that's
iconic.
Everybody loves Blues Brothers. Yeah.
In college, we used to just throw those on for the music in the background, if nothing else.
Oh, my God. So good.
Yeah.
So fucking good. I need 4 fried chickens and a Coke. Anyway,
all right. So before we move on, I have to ask you, what did you think of Blues Brothers 2000?
I also did not see that.
I liked that. I haven't seen it.
Importantly, I came into a lot of very good 80s and 90s films like well after their due date. I think I mentioned this on a previous show, but Indiana Jones, all of those movies, Raiders, Temple of Doom, all of that stuff is stuff that it feels like I grew up with, because like that's a big part of my movie going cinematic history. I didn't watch those movies until I was out of college. I was 25, 6 the first time I saw any of those movies.
Dude, I was the same way with Star Wars. I read the novelization of Star Wars before I ever saw the films. I didn't see the films until I was in my like late teens. But I had read the novelizations front and back.
Yep. Blues Brothers was the same for me. I didn't see it until shortly after I was out of college, so I've been 25, 26. So at that time, Blues Brothers 2000 had long since been out. I knew it was garbage, or at least I had heard it was garbage, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do what I did with the Godfather series here. I was told not to watch the third one. I never did, and I'm going to preserve the memory that I have of 1 and 2 and call it there.
See, I feel like Blues Brothers 2000 can't be that bad because it has – I mean, yeah, John Belushi passed away, but it's got Dan Aykroyd. And it's got John Goodman.
Dan Aykroyd's been in a lot of things.
Is it as good as the original? No, but it's not that bad.
Dan Aykroyd fell off at some point.
What's that movie?
I watched Blues Brothers 2000 as a kid at like basically just the right time for like all of the actual awfulness of it to be really funny to like 8-year old me. Like the 5-minute scene of cars just launching through the air.
That was ridiculous, of just the constant cop cars flying and exploding.
That was hilarious to 8-year-old Jesse.
Comedic gold.
Tanner, what the fuck is that movie? Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase. It's the story
of Trouble.
That Aykroyd. Nothing but Trouble. Thank you. Yeah, the weird backwoods judge and the whole.
That's a bad one.
Oh, shit.
That's a bad one. That's a bad one. Let me get up my first pick real quick. My first pick is from the Goofy movie, Motherfucking Powerline. How's it feel?
Oh,
how's it feel, motherfucker? No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do it to him. I'm not going to do it to him. I love him too much.
I was 2 seconds away from running to the restroom, and I went, wait a minute, I got to hear this. I was like, wait a minute, I might need to say some shit.
I'm not going to do it to you. I'm not going to do it to you. I love you too much. No, my actual first pick, Tanner was talking about Tito and Tarantula from Dusk Till Dawn. I have a similar weird one. So, do you know the band, I never pronounce this correctly, and Hunter would pronounce it correctly if he was here. I'm hoping one of you can also pronounce it correctly. Pussifer? Pussifer?
Pussifer?
Is that how you pronounce it?
If that's what you're talking about.
P-U-S-C-I-F-E-R.
Almost like,
I think it's Lucifer, but it's Pussifer.
He's running.
It's Pussifer.
Pussifer. So
I put the extra I in there.
It just sounds slightly vile.
So Pussifer, if you know the band, it's a good band. It's the lead singer of Tool / A Perfect Circle. It's one of his side bands, right? But they actually, the band got its start on Mr. Show as a fictional band. They actually had, Maynard, I forget what his full name, it's Maynard something. Him and the other members of Pussifer were on Mr. Show talking about Ronnie Dobbs and one of the Ronnie Dobbs skits. And it was because they were such a big fan of the show, they wanted to be on it. So they put them on there under this fake band name, and they ended up taking that fake band and turning it into an actual band. So
that's awesome.
And it's one of, if I remember right, like four bands?
One of four bands that Maynard Keenan has.
Right. Maynard James Keenan.
Yeah,
I was gonna say.
Yeah,
that, I heard it and I was like, "Son of a bitch!" Every time I get up and walk away.
Yeah, so like I legitimately do. They had, I forget the name of the album. I think it was called Money Shot. It's a really good album.
Yep.
Yeah, fantastic album. And yeah, it started as a fake band, so technically it counts. Let's go to Lindsay.
Well, if you're gonna play that game, then I'm gonna take an obvious one for me. If we're gonna start with that, they started as fake, but then they became real. I'm gonna go with the Monkees.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
That's fair.
Yeah, we assumed you would.
We all assumed that.
Yeah.
No, because the fact that the band members, like, almost right from the get-go fought that they wanted to be a real band, not just a fake band. So, like, in my brain, they are a band, not a fake band, even though that's how they were put together. So,
no, it counts. And the Monkees.
Okay. Well, although, then, yes, I'm putting the Monkees because I love the Monkees.
Although, you know, they didn't write their own songs.
At the beginning, they didn't. After, they did.
They didn't play their own instruments.
Their,
in fact,
their first album, yes, 100%, was written and composed by other people other than them. But they did learn how to play it, and after that, they started writing their own because Michael Nesbeth and Peter Tork both fought for it tooth and nail.
Which one's the one that wears the hat?
That was Michael Nesbeth.
That's one of my favorite Simpsons jokes when Marge, they flash back to when she's a kid and she's got the Monkees lunchbox.
And the Monkees lunchbox.
And the girl's like,
I just sent the picture to the group chat.
They're like, they didn't play their own instruments or write their own songs. In fact, that's not even Michael Nesbeth's real hat. She goes, no!
It is his real hat.
It is his real hat, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to Jesse.
All right.
Let's see what other bands this Rat Fink motherfucker can take from me.
Listen. That is so rude. All right. I'm going to do Figuring Dan and the Nodal, sorry, Modal Nodes.
Oh, wait, no, no, hold on. Hold on, wait, hold on. Hold on.
Need a band.
I know this. Yeah, damn it, he said it. I just read it. Yeah.
Damn it. I feel like you should know it, but I don't.
They play jizz.
Yeah,
they're playing jizz. Okay. Yeah, they do. It's them.
They jizzed all over Mos Eisley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're the most popular.
And then when they finish the song, they're like, hey, thanks for coming out. What do you want to hear? And one of them goes, like,
why that same song?
Okay, same song. All right. Here we go.
Do, 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 do.
And it's just an ironically great song.
You know, they did have, was it Star Wars or was Return of the Jedi? I think it was Star Wars, where they actually did have a second song, right? It was that dun 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 dun. Yeah, that's also really good.
That's in A New Hope, yeah. And then in Return of the Jedi, they added another song with that one fucking weirdo and old
Droopy Cool. Where they zoom in on him as he goes,
yeah! I love Droopy.
He's really getting into that jizz.
Yeah, well, let's go to Shelby.
Chip Skylark from the Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes.
Shiny
Chris Kirkpatrick.
So my favorite thing, whenever me and Shelby were talking about this earlier, she was like, I don't know if I know a whole lot. And we started going through there, and I was like, Chip Skylark. Immediately, she just fucking, like, belted out Shiny Teeth in Me.
Yep.
Shiny Teeth in Me.
So, fun other Lindsay trivia. Our high school music teacher, Mr. McConnell, was a private tutor of Chris Kirkpatrick before he got into NSYNC. Huh. There's a picture of the two of them in my junior yearbook.
Nice.
Well, that's neat.
Oh. All right, we're skipping Tanner now. To Hunter.
No, we're not.
Are you going to take one from me, too? All right, go ahead.
I'm taking the Beats from Doug.
Yay!
I had that one on my list, too.
That's fine. Yeah,
sorry, Jesse.
That's all right. That's
or do fine. We prefer yeah, I Need so More cool. Allowance? You'd lay you.
I was thinking more of Banging on a Trash Can.
Yes. No,
yeah,
that's
like,
not the Beats. That's Doug's song.
Wait, the song's called Banging on a Trash
Banging
Can?
Banging on a Trash
you
know what, Can.
And I'll give you one guess what he's doing when he comes up with it.
I tell you what, I'm going to change it. I'm going to go straight up with Doug just for Banging on a Trash Can because that was my favorite song from
that. That no, that was his song that he was writing.
The answer is straight up jorking it.
That was,
what do you mean by
that
it?
That was one of Lindsay's rules, though. That, it couldn't just be like.
I mean, he played the banjo as a hobby.
All
right. Look, the rules are unimportant. The
plus that was still like pre-Disney Doug.
Rules are out the window.
Yeah.
we're off script now.
We're off script now. Hunter, what do you got?
Oh God, I had an introduction, but I'll do that one later. I'm gonna go right back to an SNL one, and I'm gonna use actually Wayne's World, Cassandra, and Crucial Taunt.
Nice.
The band from Wayne's World is fucking great, and they cover.
Is that Tia Carrera?
Yeah, it's Tia Carrera, but they cover the hell is the name of that song? Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz
by The Sweet, which is a great fucking song. And honestly, for years, I did not know that it was a song outside of that. I saw that movie, Wayne's World came out in what, 93? I was 8. Like, I just thought that they were great. And I just assumed it was their original song. Years later, I'm working in rock radio and I'm going, now, wait a minute. This tune sounds familiar. I come to find out it was a cover, and I have no idea how much Tia Carrera actually did or didn't do in that. But anyway, first of all, Crucial Taunt, a great name for an indie '90s band, like an indie rock, not indie rock, but like an you know unsigned rock band.
It's like that's a great grunge rock like name right there.
Yes.
Second, crush that crush button for Tia Carrera because
of course
that was for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Cassandra and Crucial Taunt is a great fucking band. Even if they play a couple tunes, but that's the one. Ballroom Blitz at the end when they're trying to get the attention of the record producer who's driving around. That's Frankie Sharp from Sharp Records, too.
Sharp Records. My girlfriend's
go to the
in
next
there.
Person.
A lot of people's girlfriends are in there.
Okay.
Anyway, my next pick, I can't say the name of the band, but the it's NWH.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
we'll just, black hat.
We'll just say ninjas with hats, you know, is what we'll say. including such famous songs as My Peanuts, P-U-S-S-Y. God damn it. If you've never seen Fear of a Black Hat, it's one of my favorite it's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's a mockumentary like CB4 of the hip hop industry star, and it's Rusty Cundiff, who famously wrote and directed Tales from the Hood, which is another one of my absolute favorite movies. But it's their band. It's Ice Cold, Tasty Taste, and Tone Deaf. And as they explain in the movie, like that's they just want to take a brother's hat from them, so they wear these big and stupid hats. I actually just looked up some of their songs. God damn! So it's I'm sorry, it's not P-U-S-S-Y. It's Come Pet the P-U-S-S-Y. One of my all time favorites, this classic one. Fuck the security guards. Granny says kick your black ass. White cops on dope. I'm just a human being. My peanuts. Ice froggy frog. Grab your stuff. And of course, their most famous song, Booty Juice.
I want to hear Ice Froggy Frog.
I personally love Fuck the Security Guards and the video for it, where they're just walking through the convenience store and the security guards are following them around. Oh my god, it's such a good fucking movie, and that's such a good band. All right, let's go back. Let's go to Lindsay.
NWA, the one that Shannon probably thought I was going to do first. My early fictional band love. Gem and the Holograms.
What I thought you were going to.
All of their 80s glam hair pop glory.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be on there for sure.
I love Gem and the Holograms, and Shannon has been forced to listen to it for many, many years now.
You know, what I respect about Gem and the Holograms is they literally make a 20-second song about any goddamn thing. It doesn't matter what it is. Every episode has at least 5 different horrible songs, about 20 seconds each.
3. They have 3, and throughout the entire series, they have 189 songs between Gem and the Holograms, the Misfits, and the Stingers.
And
Jenny, you realize your description of them made them sound like Angelo from SNL, right? Take anything and make a 20-second song out of it.
Thank you for this.
Most of them are at least a minute long, but you know.
Thank you for this. I really liked the Jim and the Holograms live action movie, which I never watched the show, so I didn't have any attachments to anything. So I just watched it like it was a movie, and I really liked the album. I actually have most of the album on my playlist.
They did a great soundtrack on that film also.
Audrey Peebles.
I still like it as a coming of age music film as opposed to a Jim and the Holograms film.
I love the people that were so pissed about it, talking about it was just a cash grab. It doesn't have the same soul like the old cartoon. Motherfucker, you know the old cartoon was designed only to sell toys, right?
Yes, that's 100%.
That's what the show was. Those songs sucked.
Literally.
And they were designed just to get Lindsay to buy toys. And she did.
Exactly. Well, my mom bought them for me, but yes. No, literally, the script writer that did it, she was literally given, these are the characters, these are the toys, these are the accessories, make a world. That's literally what she was handed, and she came up with this great little music action adventure film cartoon that had to appeal to girls and boys because it was smack dab in the middle between G.I. Joe and Transformers, and they didn't want the boys to change the channel.
All right. Well, Lindsay's tirade was brought to you by the upcoming album by Dolly Parton, Rockstar, featuring 30 all new tracks.
I want to listen to that.
Including a duet with Kid Rock.
Yeah, that's not the one I'm excited about. She's got Pat Benatar and Debbie Harry in there.
She does.
Does she make fun of him the whole time?
No, she's that old enough.
That would be hilarious.
She's in that weird spot. I'm
believing Dolly Parton thought it was a good idea to work with Kid Rock. That's
somebody close to her should have like or Like, no. I don't know.
This is a woman who literally just constantly, like, is doing great things. She's improved literacy in the state of Tennessee by some extreme amount.
Yeah, they are now up to a
little book donating program and all that. I know they got like six of them.
I'm so proud. No, feeling it from you. Her, thanks to her, the college level kids are now reading at a fifth grade level.
That's great.
That's great. That's fantastic. Hey, let's give it up for Dolly Parton, guys. Come on. And her massive talents. All right, let's go back to Jesse.
Those are not real, anyway.
Oh, her talent's real.
All right.
Made a mess in my room, so she is now in kitty cuddle jail.
Define mess.
Kitty cuddle jail.
She knocked everything off of my nightstand.
Well, I thought you were going to say she just like threw up all over your bed.
No, heard a crash, and then I found all my stuff on the floor.
No, she wouldn't do that. She would wait till later tonight when she gets on my arcade machines to throw up. Anyway, let's go to Jesse.
Oh, poor
Jesse, did I ever tell you about the time that our old cat, Hallie, jumped on top of my
Xbox?
My Xbox and threw up in the fan?
Yeah.
The grate. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, my next one.
Although, Jesse, is going to be, you know who told the cat to do it? Jason Smith.
Is it Bob?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Go ahead.
Mouse Rat from Parks and Rec.
I was going to say, Scarecrow Boat, right?
or any of the.
I like their old shit before they got commercial.
They had so many names. Like, I love the other band members, like, so good at making up names. Like 5,000 Candles in the Wind is unironically fantastic.
Wasn't that the song for Little Sebastian?
Little Sebastian, bye, Little Sebastian.
Oh my god, there's way more names than I remember. I wonder how many of these were officially confirmed. Let me hit you with a couple. Mouse Rat, also known as Alabaster Fart.
terrible name.
Fell out of the van. Eclair Danes. Nothing rhymes with orange.
That one I kind of like.
Everything rhymes with orange. Five Skin, which is pretty good.
That's gross.
I don't even want to say that one aloud because it could just.
Can you put
it just go the wrong way?
You put it in the text chat. Right, Tanner, now. Can you read this off for us, please?
There it is.
Andrew has like one bit where basically like it's, you know, it's just one of his talking head moments where he goes through a bunch of the band names.
Yes.
And that's probably where that's all that is from.
Harriet Tub Thumping, Jet Black Pope.
No!
Matchbox 20,000. I like the combination in a row of Mosh Smash, Moth Mouse, Mouth House, Mouth Smash.
Mouth Smash.
And then
don't miss out on Ninja Dick. So, there's that.
And, of course, God Hates Figs. Figs.
Oh, God. That was the one I was like.
Figs.
Somebody's going to fucking auto-tune me and get the right one they want out of that.
Why does he sound like a robot when he says it? Don't worry about it.
Hunter's just going to get deep faked.
Apparently, they also went for Three Skin, so there was Three Skin and Five Skin.
Oh, all right. Have Three Skin?
Shelby, go ahead, please.
A combination of.
Shelby, please.
So did we take the beats off the table, or did we just settle on him saying Doug's Garage Band?
He settled with Doug, but you can go with the beats.
Because the song he picked was Doug's.
Okay, because I want to take the beats, because Killer Tofu from the beats was the best fucking
legitimately
song.
A good
seriously
song.
It really was. Me and Shelby were listening to that in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's uh-huh. Really good.
I don't know that. I don't remember.
So the Beats are basically Doug the enough. Doug's universe of the Beatles. It's very much Brit
right.
Rock.
But also, they're not, because they're like, I was going to say, they're a lot more like, at the time, like current 90s rock than they are Beatles-like. Yeah. So I think it was just like Beats was a funny thing, and
Then they had them do the same breakup type deal was the main storyline with it. But yeah, no, the Beats music is great.
Why is Roger green?
Because
no, that's not Roger.
Same reason that Skeeter is
Roger
blue.
Roger is green.
Oh, Roger is green.
Yeah. Oh, is it really? Okay.
Roger's green, Skeeter's blue, BB's purple, Connie's yellowy green.
All right, Tanner.
All sorts of different colors.
Tanner, what do you got? And then Doug, the only, you know, the white Christian man out of the group. The white Christian man. Oh, great, Roger. Now Doug's got to go through the window.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Get out of here.
Doug, get the fuck out of here. Anyway, Tanner. All right, moving on to Hunter. No, he's done.
You broke him.
He ain't got no more.
No, I'm here.
Zach.
Final Tap. From This Is Final Tap.
I think he just thought.
Yeah, really? I
it goes to 11.
A long time ago.
I think he just very quickly thought, what's one, Final Tap?
No, I was saying it out loud, but I was muted and didn't realize it.
You know, I hear 11 is louder than 10.
You know, that whole group.
It goes to 11.
That's not the only mockumentary they made. They made a couple of them, and they're all good. Was it Christopher Guest, I believe it is? That dude was just, I mean, he made magic. There was one about a dog show, too, and I can't remember the name of that film, but it was
Best
all good.
Best in Show?
Best in Show, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Spinal Tap was so good that this fictional band appeared on The Simpsons as a real band in the fictional show.
People thought they were real.
When I was a kid, I thought they were real. Yeah.
It's just funny. These guys are funny, but this is a real thing.
Yeah, they were not, because one of them was goddamn Michael McKean. Oh, and Harry Shearer. It was Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, and was it Christopher Guest, the other one, I guess?
Christopher Guest,
yeah. That's awesome. Mighty Wind, that's the other one I was trying to think of. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Let's go to
another music. All right, Shannon, it's your cousin. Your cousin Marvin. Marvin Berry. You know that sound you've been looking for? Well, listen to this. Marvin Berry and the Starlighters are I'm not even going for that bit. Marvin Berry and the Starlighters doing Earth Angel at the Enchantment of the Future. They're not a real band, but the song is fucking great. They very much fit the theming and all of that.
Wait, hold on. Was Earth Angel not a real song? They made it up for the movie?
It was.
Oh, okay.
No, Earth Angel was a real song. Okay. Yeah, it was a cover. Most
the
of the
band
ones
wasn't there. Real.
Gotcha.
But the band wasn't real. Gotcha. But their performance of it was very good.
They just need to Chuck Berry to have a cousin.
Yes. Yeah, your cousin, Marvin Berry.
Well, but then he hurt his hand. Then he couldn't do it anymore.
He couldn't play anymore.
Yeah.
But then Marty's hand was like disappearing. And
thank
it was terrible.
God.
Terrible special effect.
Thank God a white man stepped in once again to save black music.
Yeah, that's the only thing is it very much did feel like, shit, they did an Elvis with him, didn't they?
Yeah, and then Tom Cruise saved the Japanese, and Brad Pitt was the Mexican, and then Hunter, I got a movie I want to pitch to you.
Yeah, is it Tom Hanks?
Oh, no.
It's a Tom Hanks film, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right, so my next one, I am now out because everyone took my other ones, so this
Shannon,
is...
Shannon, can I offer one to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna message you.
Okay, message it to me, because I want to get this one out of the way in case Lindsay tries to take
it. Okay, Jesse, that's awesome.
Right.
I very much enjoy the Sailor Moon Knight.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned Sailor Moon, because my next pick is the Starlights from Sailor Stars.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
In case you don't know
they have such good songs.
They do, and I think the songs in the musical are better than the ones in the
show.
Yes. But
the
Starlights are three pop stars. Oh, this gets complicated. I'll try to make it easy. They're looking for their princess.
They're aliens posing as human pop stars.
They're aliens posing. Hold on. It's my turn. Okay. I need to explain this one. Please.
Okay, you have fun with that.
I don't want to now. It's
share a birthday with one of them.
They're three female aliens who pose as male pop stars and use their pop music to try to reach their princess who is hidden away on Earth from Sailor Galaxia. And I say it out loud, I think to myself...
You're like, what the fuck?
Why do you have so much Sailor Moon merchandise? Why do you have so much? But the band was...
Love it.
It was Starfighter, Star Healer, and Star Maker.
And Star Maker.
Yes, that's one of them. That's Fighter.
Fighter.
Yeah. But they always said, well, how are they going to do this in America? Because...
They didn't.
Yeah, that's the answer. They just didn't.
There's Maker.
They had a hard enough time trying to convince people that Uranus and Neptune weren't gay. They made them cousins.
I forget which country did it, but there's a country that they made it that they were twin siblings.
Yes.
And when they transformed, the sisters took over for the brothers as opposed to them basically like transforming from male to female, which that's the whole messed up thing in the anime anyways, because in the manga, they were just women the whole time and cross-dressed.
Oh, man. I hope the Republic Republicans never find out about the Sailor Star season with these men transitioning into women and back and forth. They will have
a fucking...
Well, I mean,
it's got a legit English translation now.
Hold
on. I just don't have a copy of it yet.
I'm getting a call.
Have a copy of it.
Oh, it's Jason Smith. I guess he heard me talking about the Starlights, and he's upset. He wants to shut it down. So moving past
Or he's interested.
We're going. No, he doesn't. He doesn't like women. Let's go to Lindsay.
Tall President Biden.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, he doesn't like women, so we're going to go back to you. Yeah.
We're back to me. Okay. I'm going to go with the other obvious one that Shannon probably knows already. Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, I figured that one was going to be on there.
Specifically.
I forgot they were a different thing than Jim and the Holograms.
Because that CD lived in my Discman all 4 years of college.
Did you say Discman?
Discman. My Discman.
She said it like it was the last name of some senator. This, please, Lindsay, the representative from West Virginia, Joe Discman.
Joe Discman.
There are many Discman.
There are many Discman.
It's another one
Discman.
Of my Pennsylvania isms.
Nah, Lindsay, you're good. I also called it a Discman back in the day because it's Walkman. Discman.
Yeah, I had a Walkman and then I upgraded to a Discman.
Well, the funny just makes sense. Kimball slash Kimball. Like, come on.
You know, the funny thing is, though, with the.
You were predisposed.
with the Discman and the Walkman, they're both man and not men.
Shanna, which one did you like better, Superman or Batman?
I like Batman.
You like Batman?
Batman was better.
Aquaman was pretty good, too.
Aquaman wasn't bad.
Aquaman.
It was Jason Momoa and Roman Reigns, and I couldn't tell who was who. All right.
I don't know why that's what I always heard it as. Like, that's what it's always been in my head.
That cat looks shocked to be on the air. All right,
let's... trying to climb my art cart to get to my posies.
Is this our last pick? We got two more? What we got?
This is it.
Well, we got one more if we're still counting Scott Pilgrim as round one.
We are. All right, Jesse, last one.
I could do two, but I only have one. I really can't
even do one more. Jesse, go. Jesse,
I just sent you one.
Oh, I didn't look at my Facebook yet. Hold on.
Facebook. Your bookman.
My Facebooks.
I mean, technically, you could use one of your absolute favorites.
Down at.
In a roundabout way.
Oh, Hunter.
Right?
Yeah. All right. I got you. I see you, playoff.
I see you.
Guess how many, Jesse, guess how many buttons this jacket's got? 50. There's 10 in the sleeve alone.
Doused in dry car in the war.
All right. My final one is going to be one that Shannon mentioned earlier. This is Powerline from the Goofy movie.
Yeah.
both of his songs are on my Spotify playlist.
Thank you, Shannon, for not stealing it. And Jesse, why would you send me the... I'm not going to say the name of it because it's not going to go well. You know what I'm saying. I have been researching that thing all goddamn day, thinking like, oh, do I want to buy it? Because I know someone that'll buy my Steam Deck right now.
Because, yeah, apparently it is considerably better than a Steam Deck, at least in terms of hardware.
In terms of hardware, yes. But from what I understand, it's way glitchier because it's Microsoft-based as opposed to Steam OS, and the battery life isn't as good. But it is a more powerful handheld. That's not this show, though. Let's talk about bands that you love.
Yeah, Powerline. That's a good one. I'm trying to remember who the name of the actual singer.
I don't remember. Luther
Vandross.
Yeah, there is an actual artist.
Kevin Campbell.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Who was in an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Found out recently.
That's awesome.
The new one or the old one?
the old one.
Oh, we knew you were going to pick Powerline. My God.
Everyone did.
Take a drink every time Jesse fucking... No. Got to stop being mean.
Look, Goofy movie is fabulous, and in the process of redoing the Rock and Roller Coaster, they should totally just reface it as a Goofy movie, and it's Max and Goofy going to see Powerline.
That's what
he should do.
And every time you hit the button, Goofy says his famous catchphrase, Mamma Mia!
Gosh.
Mamma Mia!
Why is he a Hank Hill? Mamma Mia!
Mamma Mia! Anyway,
oh,
let's go back to show.
Off rails.
Mamma Mia! Shelby, please.
Deathlok from Metalocalypse.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I forgot about them, to be honest.
That's Go ahead.
I for the longest time, I really thought they were an actual band.
I mean, they kind of are now.
I think they are now. Yeah. Like when I was watching it, I was like, I'm pretty sure I've heard this, but it's basically just like any Slipknot or very angry band telling you exactly how angry they are.
You know what's really funny
sometimes
about that?
Sometimes they just do super metal songs about coffee.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite ones.
I have one though that is titled "I Ejaculate Fire."
Someone needs to go see a doctor.
Right?
That's actually, weirdly enough, that's also about coffee.
Yeah.
Strange.
What I always found funny about Death Clock is that it's the same guy that did Home Movies. Yeah. So to go from Home Movies to Death Clock, that is quite a change.
Often people requested Death Clock on Real Rock, and I was like, I don't have. They're not real, guy. I can't help you.
They're not a real band.
They don't send us music to play. I can't.
Licensed
by Adult Swim.
Strangely enough, though, I remember as a kid. Well, I say kid. I wasn't quite a kid, but on Real Rock 90, not Real Rock, on Mix 96.5, they actually used to play Lonely Island.
Yeah, every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Lonely Island released records. Like Deathclock did, but at the time it started, they didn't. They were just a show. And I was like, I don't have it, man. I couldn't have it if I wanted to have it. Like,
the funniest part about that though was I specifically remember they played Jizz in My Pants, and they were like, I was driving home from Cape Girardeau. I was working at GameStop at the time.
Pants, wasn't it?
No, they said Jizz in My Pants, but
it was shit.
Yeah, but wasn't that when they had the pump it or dump
it?
Is that what they did?
Yep, that's what I was about to say. It was their pump it. It was the first time they played the song, and they did the pump it or dump it thing, and overwhelmingly people called in and said no. Like, this is so stupid. They did not get it.
All right. Ironically, we mentioned earlier, we did play Man of Constant Sorrow on K103, though. And it was in the system as the Soggy Bottom Boys. Like, not actually...
Hell yeah.
They were the artists. They were listed as the artists.
That's
I think on the album they released, like the soundtrack, I think it was credited to them. And then there was another version that was like specifically, you know,
there's
by
like three versions. Yeah. Because I always got them confused on my playlist.
Because it's an older song, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
It's
like putting on the Ritz. Everyone always goes, oh, by Taco. And like, well, Taco didn't do it the first time. That's an old song. He just did it the best. All right, Shelby Chan just went.
Oh, she did Deathlock.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was just getting to it. Tanner, you got one more for us? All right, let's go back to. He's going to jump in about three. Damn it! I knew it.
Yeah. All right, so man, I've got two options I'm trying to choose from, and I'm afraid one of them is going to take one from Lindsay.
I'm sure
she does it fine. I've got like 15, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Lone Rangers from Airheads.
And I know it's the
whole
reason
that she did this
list.
Oh, man. I haven't thought about Airheads in fucking forever.
Yeah. I thought about it earlier when you guys were talking about SNL movies because I liked it, but I recognize that it's an awful film.
Was that an SNL movie?
It's terrible, but I love it.
Coneheads?
No, Airheads.
Oh.
Airheads.
All right, my bad. Never mind.
For the record,
Adam Sandler.
For the record, Jesse's right. Coneheads is a terrible movie. It's a terrible everything. It's not funny.
Very bad.
Anyway,
and again, that was when you said Dan Aykroyd, and I'm like, hang on, wait. Not everything Dan Aykroyd was in was great.
To be fair, as I thought to myself, no, Dan Aykroyd's fantastic. He was in Ghostbusters, and then I tried to think of the second film. Blues Brothers.
Is it Driving Miss Daisy? He's in that, weirdly enough.
He's in Tommy Boy.
And I talked about this. Places. He was in one of the best Tales from the Crypt episodes that I was talking about with Hunter last night. Yeah. It's a completely non-horror episode where he plays he's in the army. Yeah, it's such a fucking good episode. So Tanner, Airheads. That's a good man. I need to watch that. No, I don't. That's probably not.
Airheads is a good movie. I just watched that one a few years ago.
It holds up all right.
Yeah, I just watched it a few years ago and still really enjoyed it.
I only remember one quote from that entire movie, and it's when the girl's talking to Adam Sandler, and she's like, what are you thinking about? And he goes, swimming pools. I don't know why that has stuck with me forever. Hunter, what do you got?
All right, I've actually been counting down this whole time because I knew nobody was going to take my top one from me because I'm the only one that has read the book, watched the series, and listened to the fucking album on repeat. It's Daisy Jones and the Six, which I think I briefly talked about on the show before, but to quickly recap, it's a book by Taylor Jenkins Reid about this band from the 70s that's like the biggest band in the world, and then they just disappear after their biggest show ever at Chicago. 40 years later in the book, it's 20 years later in the Amazon series, someone is doing a documentary about them. And so the book is written like the transcript of like a Behind the Music from VH1.
Cool.
Yeah. They basically, the whole thing is inspired by Fleetwood Mac. The author watched that concert they did 20 years later in the 90s, that reunion concert, The Dance, and noticed, well, like everyone did, that Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks hated each other, but also were like deeply in love with each other. And so the whole story is about that. The Six is this up and coming band of a couple of brothers, and they're very, you know, late 60s, early 70s Sunset Strip. They kind of get forced together by a record label. The lead singer of the Six is married with kids, but he's clearly starting to fall for Daisy, and she's in love with him, and it's a whole thing. It's very, very good. It's a great fucking book. It's one of my favorite books I've read this year. The series on Amazon Prime is also very good. I didn't like it as much as I liked the book, but because they put it together the way they did, they produced actual music written by current stars, but with 70s influences, like Jackson Browne consulted on it too. And they released an actual cut of all, I think it's 11 songs that are on the first album they do as Daisy Jones and the Six, called Aurora. The whole fucking album is great. Riley Keough plays Daisy. She's Elvis's granddaughter, if you didn't know. And it shows. Like, she learned to do a lot of musical stuff for this, to sing and to play. Sam Claflin, who plays Billy Dunn, the lead singer of the Six, also everybody who plays roles in this, Suki Waterhouse, all of them learn to play their instruments and sing, and the whole thing is fucking great. So they started as a legitimately fictional band. It now looks like they may actually tour. They may do like some tour stops as Daisy Jones and the Six. The album's on Spotify and Apple Music. If you like Fleetwood Mac or like 70s rock, you're going to like it. It's really very good.
So it's funny you mentioned that. Hunter sent me one that I'm going to go with.
Two options, technically.
Two options. But the one I really like, so I want to go with it. But I do want to mention there was a band very similar. When you were talking about that story just then, it sounded like you were talking about Platinum Weird. Have you ever heard of
Platinum? Bring that up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about it.
They did that music video that same way.
Yeah, so that music video, well, not just the music video, the whole album, it was supposedly a band that was in the 70s that only recorded this one album, and then they just disappeared, and no one ever heard from them again. And so they were re-releasing the album in the early 2000s, and yeah, they even had a documentary on VH1 called like Rock Legends Platinum Weird, where they did this completely false history of this fake band, and they had a whole bunch of people like Mick Jagger, Adam Levine, a whole bunch of people talking about them, and Christina Aguilera talking about how she grew up listening to it and her parents listened to it. It's just very weird. It's very weird hearing you talk about that because it sounded so similar.
Yeah.
I wonder if they stole the idea from that book.
For probably my, well, the book just came out like not that long ago.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
Yeah, it's not that old. It's been only out for a couple of years. I just dropped the link to the song "The River" from Aurora, from that album, which is probably the best song on that album, but also like the most. You listen to it, you go, well, this is just Fleetwood Mac. This right. is just very clearly Fleetwood Mac, and it sounds like that's what it would be. It's very good though.
Well, when you're done listening to that, and I highly encourage you to do that, I will also put in here the best song from the Platinum Weird one, which is "Will You Be Around." It's fantastic. Anyway, my last
discovered when working at Stephen Barry's.
I discovered a lot of bands working at Stephen Barry's, and there's one that I cannot remember. And if anyone is listening, I beg of you, I don't even remember the name of the song, but I think the band was called like David's Daughters or something like that. I can't remember the name of the song, and it's driving me crazy because I loved it. And I have no idea what it is. I've searched and I cannot find it. And it may actually drive me crazy. Lindsay, do you still have the CDs from Stephen Barry's?
I really do. I still have them stashed somewhere.
We're going to find them because I need to know what that fucking song is. Anyway, my last pick, as Hunter pointed out to me, and I can't believe I missed it, is motherfucking Samurai from Cyberpunk.
Yes. Oh yeah,
Samurai.
Well, we're talking about Keanu Reeves and all these other, you know, people, or not? Well, like Adam Sandler and all these main stars like being in fictional bands, and I'm like, wait a minute,
yeah,
wait a minute,
yeah, because
he's been in at least two.
That's right.
Who, Keanu Reeves? Oh uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Oh, hold on, wait for it. Wait for it, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, Samurai.
I mean, it wasn't going to be my pick, but I'll bring it up when you're done.
It's a good pick. Samurai is from the Cyberpunk. It has a whole it's Johnny Silverhand and Carrie
Urodine.
Yeah. And the music from that game, because, you know, they've obviously were a band before the game came out, but the game actually, you got to hear the music. And yeah, it's so fucking good. Chipping In is one of my absolute favorite songs. Like Supreme, Never Fade Away, both the actual song and the remake or remix that they did. Oh, it's just so good. It's such, the Cyberpunk game had just one of the best soundtracks of all fucking time. It was so good. And that's my pick. It's Cyberpunk. Wake up, Samurai.
Tell them what the other one was I sent you first.
Oh, it was the B sharps.
The B sharps. Because it's on board.
Because it's got to be
totally done it.
It's got to be something funny at first, but it loses its it loses it. You know, the longer you say it out loud, baby on board. All right, Lindsay, what's your last pick, and why is it not the Wild Stallions?
It's not the Wild Stallions, even though I love them. But my final pick.
Oh,
is
wait,
because they have their own new series on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I'm right.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Yeah, we all are. I said earlier, I know why we're doing this list, because that fucking series
actually,
is coming out. I know where this is going.
That's actually not why we're doing this. As stupid as it is, I found a React channel video where they were reacting to fictional bands, and I'm like, I want to do that.
My favorite thing about doing the top five on the Thursday show is that it's just an excuse for Lindsay to promote whatever thing she's into currently.
Because I'm a loser.
She just, whatever, like, is raising her flag right now is what you get on there. Really quick, did you know, you guys heard about Disney Plus? You know about this?
Yeah.
About how they lost, like, several million subscribers?
Oh, I was going to say, it's they just announced that they're putting a bunch of the stuff that's on Disney Plus in the Disney Vault.
What?
They're putting things that are streaming on Disney Plus in the Disney Vault.
When the hell did this start?
They just announced it this week. Actually, like a day ago. I don't think they've said what they're putting in there yet, though.
Something like that was the whole point of fucking Disney Plus. They were pulling shit out of the vault. The people who watch it.
So it says, I'm reading a story about it. The advent of streaming platforms completely changed the home media business, and Disney promised to add its full animation catalog to Disney Plus, taking movies out of the vault for the first time in years. However, the House of Mouse also is choosing to lock in some classic movies after the Disney Fox merger. Still, the bigger chunk of Disney content was available either on Disney Plus or Hulu, but now, since they are they're removing certain content from their streaming platforms and expect to take an impairment charge of approximately $1.5 to $1.8 billion. So they have
a cost-cutting thing, right?
Yeah.
Like it's some kind of cost-cutting deal. They're also combining the Disney and Hulu and ESPN apps together, but you still have to pay separately for each service.
Which
you
I
get
don't
one
get.
App,
ours
but
is,
you got to
ours
pay
is
separately
still
for all.
Like, we haven't been able to log into Hulu in, like, who knows how long, which is why I haven't got to watch Stars.
Man, I haven't watched much. I haven't watched anything on Hulu in so long. I barely watch Netflix.
Because last time I did, it said we didn't have a subscription, even though we're supposed to have the bundle.
Hulu, man. That's all I'm watching lately.
The last time I tried to log into Hulu, when I turned it on, it was my ex-girlfriend's account, and I don't know why. That shit was weird, man. Anyway. All right.
I'm curious now what they're putting back away, though. Like, I would like to see a list of, like, I can understand if they're rotating it. Like, maybe okay for, like, these months it's available, then we'll put them back out later.
I hate that, though. I don't understand. I mean, I guess you're trying to lure people in.
I mean, they've got servers. I mean, I'm sure they've only got a certain amount of space for stuff. Otherwise, they have to keep adding more.
And that can't be the issue. Like, I have to imagine that, like, their issue is, like what Hunter was talking about, like maybe they have to pay out like royalties for certain like music and stuff like that and some of this stuff.
Again,
well,
eventually anything we come up with just reinvents itself. This is just cable.
This is just cable.
I interrupted Shelby, and I'm very sorry about that, but say it. Shelby, please, say it.
If it's a merger from a business, aspect of their intellectual property to Fox if they were to ever separate again. And there may be certain things they don't want to lose to them.
It's like a divorce.
Yeah.
It's like a...
This is their freedom. Yeah,
so if we end up getting... Like, maybe there... Because like, there have been like rumors like swimming around that they were... Disney was going to get busted because they like they're going to get
too many things
because they have far too many gigantic properties.
They're getting too much of a monopoly on stuff.
Between
Marvel, the Lucas.
Look, I stuttered. It wasn't a pun.
So while I am disappointed that Lindsay didn't pick Wild Stallions, because that's the whole reason I didn't pick him, because I thought she was going to take it.
Tanner, I'll have like five more on my list that nobody said.
Like, nobody picks Scranton Mississippi 2 either, and Kevin's cover of Roxanne by the Police is the best version of that song.
That actually is accurate.
Lindsay, I honestly thought you were going to take the Hex Girls at one point.
No, I was never really a big fan of the Scooby-Doo movies.
Yeah. I fucking love the Hex Girls, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're awesome.
They're spooky bitches.
Yeah. Their song is I'm a Hex Girl and I'm going to put a spell on you.
Not a goddamn clue what any of you were talking about right at this point.
let's go play Cyberpunk.
So we're just going to cut the show off. But really quick, I do want to remind you guys, charity is important. So make sure you go to humblebundle.com right now where you can pick up the Capcom Heroic Collection. Use my promo code #ramen. And that doesn't exist. But I just saw this, and it's like...
would be very right now.
Jesse, $30. $30, you can get Monster Hunter. This is all on PC. Hunter, listen to this too for your Steam Deck. You get Monster Hunter Rise. You get the Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection, which is every Street Fighter game, which to me is worth it alone.
Okay.
Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy. Mega Man 11. Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen. Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 and 2. Lost Planet 3, the complete edition, Strider, and Bionic Commando Rearmed. Honestly, for $30...
That feels like a really random combo.
Well, they're just Capcom games.
Capcom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So of those right there, Mega Man Legacy Collections 1 and 2, A+. You can't go wrong with that. Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen, I started playing it again on Switch. I'll probably pick it up on PC because I love it, but the Switch is not quite as powerful. Great game. Monster Hunter Rise is incredible. Street Fighter, though, the entire collection up to Street Fighter, I believe 4, is on that list.
There's the $10 version. If you don't care, if you already have or don't care about Monster Hunter, you can get the $10 bundle, which
you don't get Street Fighter either.
Street Fighter or something else.
You don't get Monster Hunter, Street Fighter, or Captain Planet. Nope. Ace Attorney.
There you go. Ace Attorney.
Since when did Captain Planet have a game?
Were they?
They do.
Captain Planet, the Planeteers.
Captain Planet is on Nintendo, and it's awful.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, because every time you get busted down to the no power ups, you got to play as that stupid heart kid.
And he just sits there and he goes, "Heart, my heart's broken."
Sounds like that.
Hey, but if you get Captain Planet in the new version that you can get on Steam, he just hits you with tree.
Turn
tree,
you into a
tree.
Motherfucking tree.
Don't call him again unless you're ready for that pain. Okay, that's it. We're out of here. Jamie Foxx's family preparing for the worst. God damn. Let Jamie
Foxx. They're not. No, they're not. Where'd you see that? Is it the fucking Daily Loud or some shit? Because his family has not said anything.
Yeah, it's one of those stupid things you click, like when you first open up the webpage and have all the stories on there, and they're all bullshit. Ugh.
Yeah, it's unsubstantiated. The last thing that I saw on that was legitimate was from the facility and his publicist saying, like, he's stable, he's fine, some shit went wrong, he's been out of commission for a while, but he's on, like, he's fine for now. So it's fine. He's in the hospital, but he's going to be fine. Just cut that.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back next week with all new stuff, probably. Anyway, until then, Tanner, tell Shelby to take us out.
Shelby, take us out.
How dare you?